This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Had a lousy night sleeping, which for me is saying something.
Yeah, it is.
Because I don't get a whole lot of sleep, and I got even less sleep last night.
All right, we're
still winding up. Today's a big day. Gigi's on her way back from Atlanta with Piper Girl.
That's a dog, Piper Girl.
Piper Girl, yeah. She's a
85-pound golden.
Golden retriever. In fact, she may be here before the show ends.
What a treat that would be for
and
us.
We might just have some really live television, and we open up the door and let Piper Girl run in here and surprise the boys. That's always entertaining.
Because
that might be the end of the show.
What's better
forever
than a show from a basement with two dogs?
Three. Especially
85-pound
golden.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Who's healthy, 2 years old, not quite two. Rambunctious, sweetheart, though. She is a sweet dog.
Oh, that's great.
Chester, Fuller, Piper Girl. If she makes good time, we might just do that.
As you can tell, over here in the Roger Goodell chair, an 85-pound golden retriever and a
13-year-old
cockapoo. That would be a mix that clearly the Atlantic Coast Conference Television Network needs to show.
There's nothing better than live television with animals.
Yeah.
What could go wrong? The answer is everything.
Everything.
So that might, if Gigi makes good time up I-85 North and she opens the door and Piper Girl comes flying in here for the last segment, just saying, prepare yourself.
I don't know what we got scheduled for the last segment, but it might be scrap.
Might be the end of it.
Yeah.
Might be the end of the basement.
I bring with you Laurel and hearty greetings from Winston-Salem.
The Swiss.
Dozens of people wanted me to extend to you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Right back at you, Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
My city.
Yes, it was. Last night, as I was leaving the Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum, Noel Shepherd, who works for the Deacon Club, I think you know Noel, don't you?
Know of him.
Noel stopped me, introduced me to a gentleman and his son. Now, this young man at the bottom of the stairs as I was walking out of the arena last night, I think his dad was there, and the young son told me that he watches our show every day.
What's his name? Do you remember?
I don't think I got the name.
Son?
But
Shout out,
yeah. Now, wait. If he misses the show, he tapes it and then watches it again.
Well, that's the way you do it.
And I told him, like I tell many people, we need to find you something else. But here's the story I want to share with you.
There's another? Boy, you're just you go to Winston-Salem, you just come back with no Moravian sugar cake, no Dewey's.
Oh, it's interesting you bring that up.
But you got stories.
Okay, wait. Okay. All right, now.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See, now this is what I was hoping for, that kind of commentary. Because here's why this story becomes now important.
You met the owner of the Moravian sugar cake factory?
No, I did not.
Boy, you didn't. You got nothing accomplished other than Wake Forest winning last night big against Kennesaw State.
Yeah, let me turn my cord around.
Yeah,
so
you do that.
I look professional.
By the way, it's a good-looking sweatshirt. Where'd you get that?
Mark Packer brought it back from Pebble Beach.
How about that?
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. I'm leaving the arena last night, and a younger guy, hey, love your show. Well, thanks very much. That's very kind. Appreciate you watching. You getting Packer any Krispy Kreme?
Yeah. Those are my people. Talking.
He goes,
all right.
You better not go in that basement without any Krispy Kreme.
That's exactly right.
And I said,
the guy's a team player.
I looked at the guy and I'm thinking, it's 10:20.
They're open. Hot donuts now.
So I continue to walk and I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to do it tonight. And he goes, you better grab some Krispy Kreme.
Guy's right. I could use a sugar rush after what I went through last night.
Paul Biancardi's looking at me like, that guy's yelling at you about Krispy Kreme.
That's
and
right.
I'm like, yeah.
Paul, you just keep your mouth shut. Understand your role.
So I get 30 feet.
Another guy tell you?
No.
Hey, you get Moravian sugar cake for Packer?
I'm in the tunnel. I mean, like deep in the tunnel. He's out by the floor. You better get some Krispy Kreme.
Guy's right. I hope that guy's watching this morning, listening to us on the
371. Oh, my God.
Because I got nothing. Not a single stinking donut. Not one. Now here you are wearing this a $400 Pebble Beach.
$400.
All right, maybe it's $150. Did I have to get it for you? No, I didn't.
But you're very kind.
I brought one back for you.
Very kind.
Do I get a single donut?
You got a sugar cake and all sorts of stuff last time I was up there.
You know, it's a good thing I like
By the way, I'm going back next Tuesday.
Oh, that's great. How about I would just sit here and starve to death?
Yeah, well, that ain't going to be a problem
for
you.
That's exactly right, because people love me upstairs.
Can you just envision this guy? Yeah, not
oh, not like I envisioned. The guy was 100% right. He watches the show. He understands how I roll.
That was hilarious.
You better bring, if you go to Winston, you better bring back some Dewey's.
Or some Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, come on. It's the way it works in Winston-Salem.
It was a little cold last night.
Nobody cares about it being cold.
Okay.
Nobody cares about it being cold. It's cold right now, this morning.
Yeah. Dukes are pretty good, by the way.
Well, they are if they play Kennesaw State every night.
Okay. Yeah. Jake LaRavia is an interesting fit.
I caught y'all's act last
night. He's an interesting player. I liked watching them play last. Steve Forbes has done.
When's he coming back? Because let me tell you what. Forbes comes back on the show. If Forbes comes back here.
He ought to come in.
There's no doubt. And guess what he'll bring? Moravian sugar cake and Krispy Kreme donut. That's how you do it.
We had a great visit yesterday. I'm a big fan. I mean, he's just a great guy. Great fit and is doing a remarkable job. And they've transformed their roster in a way that I think today's college basketball requires. Transfer portal. They got a little older in certain spots. You know, we have so much unknown. This goes back to what Steve and I referred yesterday to what you said in Winston-Salem or in Charlotte at the tip-off. Wake Forest is one of those teams, it's an unknown. We've seen a very small body of work, five games last night for Wake Forest. We've seen basically five, maybe six for a couple of others, right? That's where we are.
Well, the transfer portal is going to have an impact. You saw it again last night with Virginia.
Yeah.
Where Gardner, who is the East Carolina transfer, had him confused yesterday, went for 21-13, and Virginia beat a team like Providence, who had not lost a game yet all year.
And beat them.
Well, they smothered them. They had 15 points at halftime. Providence scored 40, and the Hoos won comfortably by 18. So, yeah, the transfer portal is a factor.
Yeah.
There is no doubt. If you stayed up late last night and watched number one versus number two, Gonzaga and UCLA, and you saw the Zags go, hey, that's cute, Bruins. We enjoyed it. And by the way, Duke-Gonzaga. For all you folks that got football on the brain, Thanksgiving on, Duke-Gonzaga Friday.
Night.
Woo! Popcorn time.
Yeah.
Round four of desserts for that game. That'll be a blast.
Carolina beat UNC Ash last night. Virginia beat Providence. Wake beat Kennesaw. Notre Dame.
Four smokes last night. We had four smokes.
Yeah. Notre Dame hammered Chaminade. The Silver Swords.
Should have. Beaten by 26.
How much basketball is going on in Vegas, by the way?
A lot. And I have no problem with it. That's why this is the best week of the year, I think. I mean, again, forget the holidays a second, which are awesome.
Yeah.
But you got great matchups in football, which we will discuss all of them. And then you get peppered in with unbelievable matchups in college hoops. You got the conference. You got these holiday tournaments going on. For example, tonight, Virginia Tech Memphis. I've been talking about this game for about a week. We're going to find out about the Hokies tonight. I'm going to just tell you right now, Virginia Tech wins tonight. Watch out. I'm just saying, because that's a great test, Virginia Tech and Memphis.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas A&M is going to play Notre Dame.
Right.
Based on what happened there, you guys promoted nonstop last night, Vandy and Pitt. So we've got good games, man. VCU's got Syracuse. There's other games.
Florida State, the other first half of the doubleheader tonight here on ACCN.
Right. So it's got good games coming up as well.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, interesting weekend. Forbes used the analogy kind of leveling from one, you know, going from the first five games and you step it up. They've got Oregon State and then either Penn State, LSU, Northwestern. You know, it kind of moves up a little bit and then you get into conference play. He's got Virginia Tech.
That's when we'll find out about Wake Forest and everybody else. I mean, you know, everybody can jump on the roast beef A&Ms and all that stuff and get wins and you're trying to figure out what your rotation looks like, who can play, who can't. Everybody's roster's kind of goofy, which you pointed out. But then we'll get a better handle on Steve Forbes and the Deeks when the competition gets better. But like I said, Virginia Tech, Memphis tonight, to me, is kind of one of those litmus test games. Because I think the Hokies are flying underneath the radar nationally.
Yeah.
Memphis, everybody's already kind of bestowed upon them as a top 10, top 15 team. They're legit. This is a great test for Virginia Tech today.
Yeah, no,
really good. On that.
Well, I got a 9 o'clock game up there next Tuesday night. So I'll stop on the way before the game pick up the munitions and produce it next Wednesday morning for you.
Well, that's pretty much, I would assume, par for the course, isn't it? I mean, game's at 9, you said?
Yeah.
See, game ends at 11:15. I'll go through the circuit to see when the
you
hot donuts.
You mean stop on the way back into town?
Well, because the reason I say that.
Drop
because,
them off at 1:30.
Well, I'll be up. There won't be any doubt about that. I don't need to put the hot donuts now sign on in the front yard. I
not
mean, people
here.
Know I'm
no.
up.
Yeah, yeah,
just ring the doorbell. Pack will answer the door. It's 3 in the morning. He's up. I'd be appreciative.
Okay. By the way, major awards in football, finalists in a lot of categories.
Can I go off on this? I went off on this yesterday,
okay.
Wes. Hey, congratulations to any player or coach that makes a finals list. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. But man alive, some of these awards, are people sound asleep? Do you actually watch games, or is it just a, hey, we're just going to have a coffee subcommittee meeting right. and look at stats and go, whoever's the top two guys in stats or three, they're the ones. Some of these finalists, if I'm Sean Tucker at Syracuse, I'm ticked off.
Somebody, how in somebody's going to pay a price for that one.
I mean, how's he not a finalist? 1,467 yards rushing and not make the cut?
Right.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Anybody watching games?
No, I'm not.
Huh?
Doesn't look like it there.
I mean, no knock on the three guys that got, you know, the nominations as the finalists, but you can't tell me that Sean Tucker is not a finalist for Duke Walker. Come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, the Biletnikoff has Jordan Addison on it, sensational wide receiver from Pittsburgh. Ike Ekwonu of NC State is a finalist for the Outland Trophy. Now, you probably aren't thinking along those lines, because NC State, we've talked about struggles running the ball, but this guy has been unbelievable. And then Kenny Pickett is a finalist for the Maxwell and the Davey O'Brien. The Walter Camp finalists have not been announced yet, but I'm going to guess he's going to be a finalist for the Walter Camp. We will see.
Hope so.
Yeah, I do too.
Rooting for him.
Yeah.
But for example, the Biletnikoff Award yesterday.
Yeah.
I know this is ACC football we're talking about, but you cannot convince me in a million years that the three finalists for the Biletnikoff, and Jordan Addison deserves to be on the list. Again, I'm not knocking anybody that's on it. But you mean to tell me that Ohio State has three NFL wide receivers and not a single one of their guys made the Biletnikoff finals?
Crazy.
But yet a guy who couldn't make the starting lineup at Ohio State transfers to Alabama, he does? How does that work? Just asking.
Yeah.
Just asking for a friend. I have no idea what they're watching.
No.
Sorry. But whatever. Congratulations to all.
Yep. And we're looking for Home Depot College Football Awards are December the 9th, I believe. So we'll be looking forward to that. That'll be a night you'll get.
You got
one.
Another trip to Winston-Salem before the 9th?
One more next Tuesday.
Going
next
after Tuesday. That?
Not on the books yet.
Oh, come on. You might have to double. You might have to do a double dip up there. Get me through the Home Depot Awards. Because let me tell you, you can put that Moravian sugar cake in the freezer. It's still
is
good.
That what you need?
Oh, you can do that. You can pace yourself for December.
I love getting Packards on Krispy Kreme.
So good.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's my job. Do the you know games, get the food.
You know what's good about today, too? Not only is it our last show of the week, we've got a bunch of newbies on the show today.
Yeah, we got what a nice treat to have three brand new ACC football faces join us. Desmond Alexander of Pittsburgh will be here bottom of the hour. 8 o'clock, Kier Thomas of Florida State and Bam Knight of NC State at 8:30. And what would be Thanksgiving without the Blue Ostrich, Tom Lugs?
Yeah, we haven't had him on in a while.
Lugs will join us at 9 o'clock. We've got a lot of other things. We've got your accounting, which is always important. We've got conference cuts.
And a special Thanksgiving treat, ACC football style. We put together the ultimate Thanksgiving feast, kind of a food/football combo.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
I just had a bad night. Just, you know, I don't sleep much, but when I have a bad night, it's bad. Just don't sleep at
all.
And
by the way, can we step in here real quick before we dive into this? I got to see a little bit of this last night after I got back, but great to have Dick Vitale back doing basketball last night.
Hope he's well. Thoughts and prayers.
Yep, absolutely. And emotional night for him. Good to see our buddy Dave O'Brien working with Dickie V in Vegas last night for that. And best wishes, Dick. We look forward to seeing you get through this schedule and keep up the good fight. So, good to have him back.
Yep. Great.
All right. This thing takes shape starting Friday night, 7 o'clock, at Carter-Finley. FPI says NC State has a 71% chance, or 74% chance of beating Carolina.
That's important.
It is. That's a critical piece of this.
It's really important. In fact, I heard Mac Brown talking about that at length this week.
He brought up FPI, did he?
No, he did not.
No, of course he didn't. So step one of this, and you said this Monday, step one is what happens Friday night, because that changes then the landscape of where Wake Forest is.
Well, it doesn't change Wake at all. Well, I mean, Wake doesn't even have to watch the game. They don't want to, because all Wake has to do is win.
Right.
No matter what everybody else does, hey, that's cheap. That's really cute.
There it is.
If Wake wins, they're in. That to me is step one. That's Saturday. But as far as the way the schedule lays out, NC State goes first. If the Wolfpack wins, they basically eliminate Clemson.
Right.
The way that works, because they get the tiebreaker. If State loses, it still doesn't change anything. Mm-hmm. State's out.
Right.
State's now it's up to Wake. Hey, Wake, you win, you're in. You lose, Clemson is going to Charlotte. It's really that simple. So the interest level begins Friday with the Wolfpack in a must-win situation to beat their arch rival. Sam Howell looks like he's good to go. He's going to be slinging all over the yard. NC State, going to be a night game. I looked at the weather forecast, the AccuWeather forecast.
Crispy.
It is going to be crisp on Friday night, which is beautiful. It's the way it's supposed to be. And the red and white, light blue, get after it. So NC State wins. They basically eliminate Clemson.
Right.
And Wake, tag you're it. It's up to the Swiss on Saturday. Bright and early. And by the way, I looked at that AccuWeather forecast. Real crisp.
Yeah.
Saturday morning. Be about 35 degrees at kickoff.
Good news for Wake Forest, by the way. Michael Juergens, the center who missed Saturday's ball game at Clemson, expected back in the lineup. Les Johns visiting with our friends Roy Philpott and Tom Luganville yesterday on ACC Today on SiriusXM 371 indicated that Juergens will be back in the lineup for Dave Clawson. So kind of solidify a little bit of what they do up front. Now, BC's not Clemson when it comes to defensive prowess, but every little bit helps when you're trying to clinch your division.
Wake had all kinds of problems up front. Now, granted, they were playing in front of 80,000 that were excited to see them there.
Right.
That's a big deal. That one, they won't have to deal with crowd noise at Chestnut Hill, but they had issues up front.
Right.
And Clemson's defensive line was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. But that is an absolute positive, good vibe for Wake Forest for Saturday.
Yeah,
but all of this Atlantic stuff,
yeah.
Wake owns the deal. Win, you're in. Lose, you're gone.
Right.
You can't make it any simpler.
That's simple.
Because if Wake loses, Wes, they're 6-2. Mm-hmm. Clemson's done at 6-2. NC State right now is 5-2. They win on Friday night. They go to 6-2. They get the tiebreaker over Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to follow.
There you go. So,
but the intrigue starts Friday night.
So NC State. To me, the Atlantic is one thing. The potential of the program to get to 10 is another thing. It's been quite a statement. I mean, you're talking about what, since 2002?
Phillip Rivers. And that's it.
Right.
In the history of their program.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So, yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, Dave Dorn's been building for this, right?
Yeah.
He's talked about it. Hey, this is part of why we play the games. This is why, after last year's success, can you bookend it? He has. Now, can you close? They did last week against Syracuse. Yet still disappointed with the Wake game, but hey, that's old news, man. Yeah. You got to go win your game, and now you've got to go beat your arch rival. And the blood between North Carolina State and UNC, when you get in a game like this, North Carolina comes in there going, hey, we're 6-5. We didn't expect to be this, given the expectations.
Right.
But you know what? We can go 7-5 and ruin their party.
Right.
Oh, if you're a North Carolina fan, you live for Friday night.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I mean, you got nothing to lose. You can sit there and say, hey, tendencies, watch this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if FPI is talking about 70-some-odd%, yeah, nobody expects us to win. Oh, guess what? NC State, you've got everything to play for.
Right.
We're going to come in there with nothing to lose to make your life miserable. And State fans know that. That's why I think State fans this week are like, oh, of all the teams we got to beat, why is it that guy?
Correct.
Right? So that's the intrigue. Not only is it a rivalry game, but all the pressure on NC State to win the game and put themselves in a position if in case Wake Forest stubs their toe Saturday. That's how it works.
Yeah.
It's pressure football. Got to love it.
It's got a chance now. Clemson, by the way, with South Carolina in Columbia has no impact whatsoever other than just the fact that it's Clemson, South Carolina. And I mean, no impact on the ACC. It has plenty of impact on Clemson's resurgence in the second half.
It's a humongous game in the Palmetto State.
That's it.
For folks who have a Tiger paw on their helmet or a Gamecock on the other side, you want your Super Bowl question? Mm-hmm. This is one. Now, yeah. Folks outside the state may have no clue about that, but in the state of South Carolina, this is a big deal.
Clemson has won 6 in a row, which is the longest streak in the rivalry since they won 7 from 1934 to 1940.
I have seen this game enough to know that, you know, this is one of those the more you read, the more you study, the dumber you get kind of games.
Mm-hmm.
This is an emotional game. This is a personal vendetta kind of game. And Shane Beamer's done a really nice job in year one.
Yep.
And I think Dabo, in some respects, given all the incredible success the Tigers have had, he's really done a remarkable job with this team, given what's happened to them. Because this thing could have gotten away from them. At 4-3, you know, expectation level, offense not doing anything, DJ really struggling at quarterback, injuries. I mean, go down a whole list. And they've kind of figured it out. And,
yep.
You know, they, hard to believe they win this game Saturday night and they're favored. I don't know what FPI says, but I think folks in Vegas have them favored.
81%.
Oh, there you go. That matters. They got a chance to win 10 again. I mean, who would have ever thought the way this season's gone
right.
with Clemson offensively that at the end of the day, I mean, they might even be playing for an ACC championship for all we know.
Right.
As crazy as that sounds.
Yeah, that's the other part, that if somehow the magic and the combinations end up and Clemson finds their way to Charlotte next week to play Pitt,
wow,
that's when it's going to go, oh, we missed the chance. There are going to be people going, oh, we missed our chance.
Well, I'd agree with that because I think they're going to be really good next year. I do. Like, really good.
Okay, call me crazy on November 24th that I say this.
Can I write this down in ink? Is this one write down in ink?
Yeah, comments? Go ahead. I just don't think there's a big drop-off in the ACC next year.
Drop-off in what respect?
Like, I mean, like, you know, where everybody thinks, well, this has been a really competitive year. But I think the league continues to grow. I mean, I think there's a lot of positivity that's going to go to 22 here. And we spent a ton of time talking about quarterbacks and all those type things back. But I think we're talking about a league that is on the upline. I mean, they're making moves here. Everybody in this league has had a moment. Now, has everybody had a great season? No, because it doesn't work that way. But I think this league's going to be good again in 22. I think it's going to have star power. It's going to have established programs. I think Clemson becomes back toward Clemson that we've become accustomed to the last, what, 6 years,
well,
7 years?
They're a quarterback away from being, thank you very much, in my opinion. Well, we'll see. By the way, can we get a Joey Galloway, the ACC is terrible scoreboard layout?
Did we have more of that last night?
Well, I mean, the college football playoff poll came out last night,
right.
And the ACC's got 4 teams in the top 25. 4. All right. And Joey Galloway, who's brilliant, apparently, has said from day one, ACC's terrible. Every week I hear him say, ACC's terrible. Well, they got 4 teams in the latest poll. Mm-hmm. The SEC's got 5.
Okay.
The Big Ten's got 5.
Right.
Then the ACC's got 4.
2 best leagues in the country, SEC and Big Ten.
And they are.
Right.
And nobody arguing about that.
Nope.
But the ACC's got 4.
Right.
Pac-12, they got 2. Big 12, they got 3. American Athletic Conference has 2, a couple independents. American Athletic Conference has 1. Take it back. Mountain West Conference has 1.
Mm-hmm.
Conference USA's got 1. ACC's got 4. But Joey Galloway, the scoreboard, is ACC's terrible. That's the narrative. That's what happens when, I don't know, maybe a little homework. Just a little bit. Just saying. Brilliant.
Anything last night off that I need to know about?
I just told you. The ACC's got 4 teams in.
Right. Did we got any
No, I mean, it was pretty simple in the front. I mean, I guessed it right yesterday on radio, which is saying something. it's pretty simple. It right. all takes care of itself. I know people scream and yell and go crazy with it. Just chill. Enjoy each week, man, because the games are great.
Yeah, they are.
The games this week are going to be fabulous. Mm-hmm. And it'll work itself out. Michigan fans think they ought to be in. Here's an idea. Beat Ohio State.
That would be something you might want to think about.
Notre Dame fans think they ought to be in. Hey, just go take care of Stanford and hope there's a couple of chaos moments in front of you.
Can I tell you?
Oklahoma State, you think you're in? Hey, go win Bedlam.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, then go win the next week. And, hey, get in there.
It's kind of fun that you get kind of a half-cocked elimination game with Ohio State and Michigan, don't you?
It's definitely an elimination game, just the same as it was with Ohio State and Michigan State last week. Mm-hmm. Loser leave town match.
There you go.
You know, in Oregon, hey, congrats. You get beat by 31. Yeah. You're gone.
That's it.
Catch you later. So it's going to be fun, man. This is a great week of college football. Tremendous.
We've got guest starting next. Deslin Alexander. Tell you what, remember back before the year started? Oh, we don't know who's going to handle the defensive end spots and da-da-da at Pittsburgh. Stop it.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
We've got some fun treats for you later in the program as well. But Wes, I mentioned to you, we got a bunch of newbies making their debut on the program today.
I'm telling you now, from Pompano Beach, here he comes, striding right through the middle of the Steel City at 6'4", 285 pounds. There's number 5, peeling off the edge. Deslin Alexander, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're great. So Wednesday, we got a little practice here. I know classes are out of session. So I'm kind of curious, how does Coach Narduzzi handle the day before Thanksgiving? Is this a grinder, or is this going to kind of be a typical Wednesday for you guys?
It's just typical Wednesday, you know, getting our regular Wednesday work in. Our Wednesday, we usually get up a little earlier, longer meetings, but, you know, we got an hour, extra hour of sleep in, so you get right back to it.
Extra hour, Pack.
Sounds about all I got last night, about 60 minutes, so that sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Deslin, you know, you guys have won another Coastal Division, but I know there's no pun intended here. No, there's more meat on the bone here. I mean, that's nice, but that isn't the finish line for this Pitt team, is it?
It's not. You know, during the summer, our workouts, when we break it down, we never break it down on the Coastal Championship. Man, we break it down on ACC Champion. So that's what we're really after.
All right. I want to go back through this season for you because when Roddy Jones and I were up there for week one, Coach Bates, Randy Bates, defense coordinator, said, well, Deslin won't play this week. And then I know you played against Tennessee, but then when we saw you in Atlanta, that was the first time that we got the indication that you were a full go. So a kind of a slow uptick to the season. Now you got it cranked up pretty good. I mean, what's the journey been like in this particular fall for you?
You know, it's been a tough journey, but, you know, I also have my teammates, you know, everybody being with me, you know, so it's been fun. Team's been doing really well, so that's also been a good, you know, good feeling. You know, just coming off spring, you know, I had a surgery, so just, you know, fighting back, you know, trying to be, you know, be the best, you know, I can, leading on off the field and continue to work, you know, with my teammates.
Okay, you and Haba Baldonado are an interesting spot coming into the year because everybody remembers Rashad Weaver, everybody remembers Patrick Jones. It seemed like that was a major concern for a lot of people's talking in the offseason. What did that fire you and Haba up at all?
Well, you know, we gave it, you know, people usually say what they want, you know, so it's like, you know, they're going to talk, but we both work our butts off, you know. Everybody in the D-line room works their butt off, you know. We got a great defensive line coach, you know, so we all prepared like we were the starters, you know, even when we weren't, so. You know, that's why the success that, you know, RD Lyman was facing right now. So,
Deslin, I know you haven't seen everyone, and I'm not going to allow you to answer this question with your own guy, Kenny Pickett, at practice. But who is the toughest quarterback to deal with in this league from your position?
Tell you what, Sam Howell's a pretty strong quarterback. Armstrong this weekend, you know, he's a tough kid, you know, really, really strong, really good in the pocket. So, you know, those two guys are the two guys that stuck out to me the most.
All right, how about TVD, old TV dinner down there at Miami? I mean, they went up there and said, hello, scoreboard. So I know he's a different animal, but this league's got mm-hmm. such great quarterbacks. How would you categorize him as well?
He's a tough kid also, you know, being a freshman coming in there, you know, doing what he's done. So, like, I got a lot of respect for him also.
All right, how about practice? How about the old grizzled veteran back there, old Kenny Pickett? Right, he's probably looking at you guys smiling, going, "Man, come on, man! You can't. I've seen all of this nonsense before. You guys can't do anything. What's he like at practice? Right. He's got to be a pain, right?
Yeah, Kenny's very competitive, and you know you can see him on tape. You see what he does. So you know, in practice, we're not allowed to touch him, so we really can't make him feel us like we want to. You know. We're at QBK, so we really show the quarterbacks what we really can do. But, you know, Kenny's been doing really well.
I imagine, Dez, that Kenny brings out the best in you, and you guys try to bring out the best in him in getting these practice reps during the week, right?
Yes, sir. You know, he's very competitive, so we like to go back and forth, you know, and jaw back and forth, you know, throughout practice. It's a very good competitive environment.
All right, so Mark and I were talking about this a couple days ago. Saturday night at Syracuse. I mean, you guys got the Coastal in the bag. You know you're going to Charlotte next week. What's the mindset about a game like Syracuse? And I know it's an old, you know, Eastern football rivalry they've been playing every year since, you know, the earth cooled. What's the mindset, though, for you guys in 2021 to go to the Dome and continue this march that you've had this season?
Well, the mindset's to go 1-0, man. Syracuse is a really good team. They've done some really good things this year. You know, we also have, you know, the ability to do something that hasn't been done in a long time here at Pitt to get a 10-win season. So we're really excited about this game. You know, there's a game that we really need to win, so we're ready for that one.
Yeah, 1981, the last time Pitt won 10 games, and that number is important. I mean, you hear that a bunch. It's hard to win double digits. I don't care who you are, what league you play in. You win 10, you've had a really, really successful season. So I know that is a goal. But like I said to you about 5 minutes ago, the real big cheese is right down here the road, right? Because we're down here in Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
About 3 miles away. You know, Pitt's made an appearance once here before, came up short against Clemson. And I know you probably don't care who shows up on the other side, right? I mean, Wake's got a chance to close the deal Saturday. If they win, they're in. NC State has a chance. Clemson's sitting back going, hey, if both of you lose, we'll see Clemson and Pitt again. Do you care who shows up in Charlotte?
No, not really. Right now, our mind's really focused on Syracuse, you know, trying to get this win this weekend. And after that, you know, we'll look at whoever our opponent is and get ready for that one and be ready on the 4th.
All right. Couple things here before we go. One, Pat Narduzzi is one of our favorites on here, and you already mentioned Charlie Partridge, who's your defensive line coach. Now, those two guys are characters, yes, aren't they? I mean, I know you guys, sir, in the D-line room crack up at stuff Coach Partridge says, right? So I'm not going to
– Coach Partridge is
– Yeah, he's a trip, right?
Yeah, he's funny.
All right. So we're not going to indict Coach Partridge in this, but we do – Packer and I specifically do want your best Narduzzi story right now.
Oh. Man, on the spot. Man, I tell you what, his good mornings in the morning, like, is one of the things that gets you. You know, he gives you a good loud good morning scream and, you know, gets everybody cracked up. That's the best I got for you on the spot.
So he walks in and yells good morning at you, right?
Yes, sir. Good morning. All cracked up bright and early.
What, you guys on the D-line, man, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? What's that
That'll
look
be
like?
A mess.
Usually we go to a certain teammate's house. Whoever's family's throwing food, throwing a little Thanksgiving party or something, we all get together and just have Thanksgiving together.
And what's the go-to for you? What's got to be on the table?
See, I knew this question was coming. I'm not a big Thanksgiving guy, so probably mac and cheese and I don't really like turkey or nothing like that, so definitely a mac and cheese or mashed potatoes and gravy, something like that. A little ham.
Ham, there we go.
So, like, I can see you walking around with a plate of mac and cheese that weighs like 3 pounds. Is that about accurate? Like one big spoon, 3 pounds,
yes,
of mac and cheese? That's right. Little elbow room.
Hey, Deslin, here's the way this worked, by the way. About a month and a half ago, Packer and Narduzzi were on this show, and all of a sudden the wager came. We've only got one of these limited Packer and Durham hats left. I mean, there weren't that many to start with, and there it is. I mean, Pack's got the hat, and Pat's getting the hat next week, okay, when he comes to Charlotte.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, here's kind of what I want to negotiate. Mark,
we don't have any more hats.
No, I know we don't have any more. I'm taking care of you right here. I'm taking care of you. All right. Dez, the hoodie you got on is pretty good. It's pretty – Packers into apparel. That's a nice one right there. I like that. The old
– Yes, sir.
You like that, Pack?
Yeah, I do.
All right, so here's what I want you to do, Dez. I need you to go tell Narduzzi, I did the Packer and Durham show, and you're getting your hat next week, but in exchange, you got to give Packer one of these right here.
Yeah, those are nice.
Deal, you got it.
Oh, see, look at that. Number five's working for you.
I like that already.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I tell you what, and when I deliver this hat to Narduzzi next week, if I see you in the lobby, I'm going to ask and see if, hey, hotel, you guys got any mac and cheese? Hey, one more question. Since you've been at Pitt, this is our traditional question.
Oh, now you know this is coming.
Since you've been at Pitt, what has been your hardest class?
Definitely probably a financial accounting. It's probably one of my hardest classes.
That's the one that I scored a 16 in.
A 16?
Yeah, my freshman year at Clemson, I had a 16 in financial accounting, and I got 4 out of 25 multiple choice questions right. And I realized instantly I need to get out of accounting.
Yeah.
And it just was not working for me. So I'm with you on that one, Deslin. That makes tons of sense to me.
Hey, let me just tell you this. You've been fun to watch, man. You bring it. And congratulations on winning the Coastal. Looking forward to watching you guys Saturday night here in primetime on ACC Network at Syracuse. And then certainly a week from Saturday in the ACC Championship game. Stay well. Great to see you, and thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Deslin Alexander.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Peeling off the edge.
You know, that's a good guy to be hanging out with, too, for a Thanksgiving bash. For a guy that doesn't like turkey, you want to be with him. Because if you love turkey, hey, I'll just take his deal there. You know, you want my mac and cheese, dude? You can have the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
That's a good combination right there.
That's a bad dude, Dale.
Oh, yeah. And I like the whole attitude. Hey, what we're worried about is Syracuse.
That's it.
And that's it. That's what good teams do. Right. I don't want to hear about 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. We'll get to that. This week, we got to beat the Orange. And for Syracuse, one stinking W away from bowling.
Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Wednesday. Again, happy Thanksgiving to all the viewers and listeners out there. If you're traveling today, be careful. Take your time. Get there in one piece. Thoughts and prayers.
Be kind to one another in the airports.
Because Wes is flying today.
Just hey, Durham, did you ever get Packer those Krispy Kremes?
I can't wait. Can't wait.
Bojangles is right down the street.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to happen.
You know it is.
That was hilarious last night. I started laughing.
Yeah.
Kept screaming. I was 30
Glad
yards
you were away. Laughing. I'm over here starving.
No, you're fine. You're going to be just fine. I'm sure we can go upstairs and find you a morsel or two. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Fan accounting time while Mark
starving
wonders if he can make the 16 stairs upstairs to get steps
Somebody
upstairs.
Throw me a rope.
Yeah. Can you
Do
make
you have
it?
An elevator in this
Do
joint?
You wanna, why don't I run through the accounting?
How about an escalator?
Why don't you go get something to eat?
I want to see I love the fans accounting.
All right. Let's start. Greg Pettit's number one. Greg, thank you. Don't forget you too can submit. Hashtag Packer and Durham. Accounting 1 to 14, 1 to 16, however you want to do it. All right. Greg. We're going to pull Greg up here first. You know us, by the way. The four, we had top four. Here's Greg. Narduzzi's Packer and Durham hat is
nice.
Number one. Yeah. There we go. Then he goes Pitt, Wake State, Clemson.
He agrees with you and Virginia up there. Who's haven't won a game in a month, and they just seem to be stuck there.
Yeah, Miami. A lot of conjecture I saw on social media about where you and I both had Miami. Then Carolina, Team of Mystery 9, Florida State, BC, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Duke. Life jacket for Pack for the rowing championship is 16.
Oh, that is Friday, May 13th. I wonder if the ESPN executives have met yet. That's the question.
To plot and plan how they won't cover it for you?
We got plenty of time, but let's not procrastinate. Let's start moving on that. Friday, May 13th. And if we need life jackets, so be it.
Yeah. All right. Billy Ellis is next. Billy's got Pitt, NC State, Clemson.
Wow.
The Swiss are four.
Boy, one beat up, and man, the Swiss drop like, you know what?
Yeah. Louisville, Virginia, Florida State, Miami, BC, Syracuse, Carolina, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Duke. 15, Cutcliffe deserves better, and 16's ACC officiating.
Well, tough year for the officials across the country. It's not an ACC thing. It's a college football thing this year. It's been tough.
Yeah. All right. Roger Smith is next. Got a lot of good ones here. Oh, Roger helps us with his ups and downs. Pitt, NC State.
Boy.
Clemson with a capital. Or is that a zero? That's a zero, I think, isn't it?
The Swiss, man. Yeah. Just no respect.
Wake takes a dive. Miami, Virginia, Louisville, Florida State up. Carolina beats Wofford and goes down. BC, Virginia Tech down. Syracuse, Georgia Tech, Duke. By the way, Roger, Syracuse beat Virginia Tech. Dressing, not stuffing, 15. Pecan pie, not pumpkin for 16.
16 would be not accurate. You know why?
Why?
The answer is both. And you want to throw a little sweet potato pie in there?
Yeah.
The answer would be all the above.
All right.
I get the dressing, not stuffing. It depends on what part of the country you're from.
There you go. Yeah. Brad Rolson is next. Brad's got Pitt State, Clemson, the Swiss.
Yeah.
Team of Mystery 5.
Hey, you never know with those guys. One week they're great. Next week,
Florida
you never
State, should. Miami, Carolina. Virginia, BC, Virginia Tech, Syracuse, Georgia Tech, Duke. 15 is Chester's haircut.
Yeah, Chester lost about 8 pounds. He's shaking like a leaf because he's so cold, but he's over there on his blanket.
And they
on
missed
the
a spot. I see a rogue hair.
Yeah, that's all right. He'll be all right.
West Durham suite to Eric McLean suite. Yeah, the name change has occurred upstairs on the middle floor of the Packer Palace.
Yeah.
So there you go. Brad, thank you. All right. Naz Trav. He's got... Number one is Sauce.
That's right.
Two is Wolfie. What? My 48 O's Clemson.
48 points.
Yeah.
That's where he's going.
Four is 7-sack Swiss.
Actually, it was 8.
It was 8, but.
That's okay. We get it.
Five is Mystery Beat UK. Six is Pyromania. Wes is AKA Matches. 8 is Florida State, 9 Orange Bowl evacuees, 10 Wine and Cheese, 11 Come On Tar Heeled, 12 Come On BC, Syracuse 13, Turkey Legs 14, that's Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I like the 11-12. You get the pom-poms out because he is rooting hard for North Carolina Boston College sweep to put Clemson
that's right.
in Charlotte.
Sure he is. 15 Georgia Tech, 16 Duke for Naz Trav. Nicely done. Mark Falzone.
He's a regular.
He is. Mark has Pitt, Wake State, Clemson, Virginia, Louisville, Florida State, Carolina, BC, Virginia Tech, Syracuse, Georgia Tech, Duke. No time to write witty. 16. Sorry.
Boy, that is. Well, listen, Mark's done a great job this year with the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
But that is a terrible Sweet 16.
It's a pitch in the dirt.
I mean, you could have just stopped at 14 and we wouldn't have hated on you.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a terrible 15-16 effort.
All right.
Gotta tell you.
Real quick, David Moore doesn't go for 14 or 16. He delivers 15.
15, sure. No
problem. You know, just stop halfway.
Right.
You see the roll. He's got Miami at 8. That seems to be Miami and Louisville 5. The volatility on Miami and Louisville this week is pretty pronounced.
And Virginia. I mean, even ours were actually pretty similar, except Virginia. You and I were not in the same neighborhood.
No.
I just think if you don't win in a month, you can't just stay 5.
15 ACC officiating. Those fellas have taken a beating.
You know what? If you see an ACC official this Thanksgiving season, give him a hug.
And a cold tub, as Roddy says.
And something maybe cold to drink.
All right. WV Bearcat. You ready?
Oh, this guy's a trip. I can't wait to see his list.
Number one is Rivalry Week. Number two is 8 a.m. Baja Subway Sandwiches.
I'm telling you, man. Subway delivered this week.
Three.
And that steak, Baja, whatever, Jack cheese, that thing was killer.
All right. Three, Pickettsburg.
Like that, too.
Hey, Kenny. Kenny, my man, Bearcat's got something for you here on the NIL. Four, Clemson with the big O. Five, No More Mystery. Six, Jordan Travis-led Knowles. from Alps to cheese is 7.
Wow. That is cold.
NC State is 8.
Just hold on a second. You can't do that to the Swiss. Nobody hates the Swiss. You can't go, hey, they can't be number one for a month and a half and then go from Alps to Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
Come on.
9 Miami. This is just one man's opinion.
I get it.
10 Virginia, 11 Carolina, 12 the Invaders of the North.
Of course.
13 Boston College, 14 Virginia Tech, 15 the defending basketball champs. It's Georgia Tech, I guess.
Of course.
And 16 is bring on the Zags.
Hey, be careful. Be careful what you wish for on 16. Duke Gonzaga comes up Friday night.
All right.
Just be careful with that one.
Andre Adelson finishes accounting.
Really?
Yeah.
Double A.
Yeah, Double A sent one in here. Here we go. This is Andrea, who was with us yesterday. She's got Pitt State, Clemson, Wake, Louisville 5. Florida State, Virginia, Miami, round out 8, 9 through 14, Carolina, Boston College, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, and Duke.
There was a pretty consistent Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Duke finish this week on just about everybody, for the most part.
How about WV? Bring on the 8 a.m. Baja sandwiches.
Actually, that was actually at 7:45 a.m. to be exact. They were consumed by 8 a.m.
That was a popular question last night in the Twin Cities. So what happened to all those sandwiches?
What do you think happened to them? They got consumed, swallowed whole. We spread the wealth after the show.
We have one more roll of accounting next week. And then we'll do maybe one in January after the season ends. We'll do just throw one up there for fun.
Well, we got one next week because we have games this week.
We have games this week. One more regular season.
The ACC championship game is going to have a bearing.
Then we have another one behind that.
Okay. Sure. And then it's time for hoops. And I got.
No, we're not doing hoops till January.
Why is that?
No, I'm not doing hoops till January.
Why? What's your problem?
No, I'm not.
What's your problem?
I'm not going to participate.
What do you mean? You're not
we got to get
what kind
these,
of team player are you? No Krispy Kreme.
Let's get through
no
December.
More I'm not going to do. What are you talking about? Well, yeah, we are going to do it.
Okay.
I got the Notre Dame block that's been hidden behind all of these.
All right.
On our scoreboard.
Is that what we're doing?
All can right. Bring it out.
Okay.
Why don't you want to do it?
It's a little early.
Of course it's early. We'll look like fools. What difference does that make?
That's true. Why does that change anything?
Yeah, we're going to get killed on social media. I don't care. Let them rip it, man. It doesn't matter to me.
I got you.
Well, if you don't want to do it, I'll handle it. How about that? I'll give you an out.
No. We've got the Notre Dame block. We got to take care of them. That's it right there. We're going to stack those things straight up in the air, by the way. I think it's going to be hard to pull off.
Don't worry about it. Clinches. I'll figure it out during the Thanksgiving.
Well, holidays. You move Pitt down and put the
– I got it. There. Don't you worry about it. If you don't want to participate.
No, I'll participate.
I don't want to shame you into
it. No, I'm in.
You don't seem committed at all. I got to tell you. I know I'm working on 45 minutes sleep, but you don't seem committed at all with that.
I got about an hour and 30.
I'd take that in a second.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.